After all the tremendous international publicity lately about the Bee Gees splitting up, last week, roving reporter Keith Altham of the New Musical Express spoke to Maurice Gibb and asked him what he thought about it.
I think the publicity like that is very misleading. Very misleading. Especially about Barry's leaving. I mean, like, the whole group won't be together in 2 years. Mm. And if Barry says he's leaving, all right. I'll be leaving in 2 years. Mm. But the Gibb brothers will always stay together. Mm. But we naturally all want to go into films. We all want to do things. Vince wants to be a record producer. He's got a group at the moment, which is fantastic. Yeah. And he's got going. And, like, us three are now looking after the Marbles. We produce their singles and write them. We're slowing down on touring at the moment, so we can concentrate more on the record side and production side and get some good things going and then release them, you see.
Do you feel that you're underestimated musically?
Yes, I think so. I think we could, you know... I don't really want people to rave about our songs, you know, I just want people to feel them, like we feel them, and get them over. Because basically what we're trying to do is when we write a song, we can record it, and then it's released to the public, and we want the public to react the same way as how we felt when we recorded it. Whether they love it or whether they hate it. We could hate the record, like people hated Jumbo, we hated it. Mm. And that was the only record they've, you know, we thought that anybody felt like we did, you know.
What are your feelings about pop censorship, that is, the censorship by a recording company of the lyrics of a song, or for that matter, the album sleeve, or telling you just what you can do and what you can't do?
We say what goes out, and the record company has no say at all.
And if you all wanted to stand naked for the front cover of your new LP, would you object to it if somebody said, no, you can't do that?
Well, we say, no, you can't do that, because it's ridiculous, Keith, come off it. I mean, like, you know, you should see my legs. They're so skinny, man.
How important is the press to you?
Well, it depends on what's in, you know. I mean, like, somebody could say that the Bee Gees are the greatest and the best in the world or something in the press, right? And we believe it? A load of rubbish. A load of codswallop, you know. I mean, you just sit back and say, what a load of rubbish, you know.
You know, it seems to me that, as regards to sort of the rest of the Gibb brothers, Barry and Robin always seems to be very emotionally involved in what he's writing, and Barry somehow was always very concerned with the personality side of things. You always seem to be enjoying yourself a little bit more than the others. Is that true?
Well, I'm not a raver. You know, I don't go out clubbing and all that. I go to my girlfriend's place now and again, you know, and go away for holidays and things and stuff, but I'm the least worrying. I never worry about anything. I suppose I should. But I don't... When I worry about something, it's like, oh, worry about it later.
You don't feel any tremendous desire to sort of prove yourself as a musician or a...
Well, I like one thing, is to be appreciated as a pianist, because that's one thing in my life I've always wanted to be. And I play the piano on all our records, and I make sure it's loud. Mind you, mate. And I do the high harmonies, you know, and I know Robin has got a much better voice than I have. Barry's got a much better voice than I have, you know, because I could never... I only sang one solo in my life on a record, and that was on one of our old Australian LPs, and I couldn't be bothered.
You don't have any desire to sort of do things independently?
Well, I'm more technically minded, because I like with the songs, when they're written, I could write the music, but I couldn't write a lyric in a fit.